Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our studios Adam Levin, who is a guitarist. He is producing a guitar festival at the University of Rhode Island. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
It's great to have you with us, and we want to find out everything there is to know about this festival. First off, it's going to be, I see by your flyer here, October 14th to the 17th. All in one place?
Actually, it'll be at three different venues. One will be at the URI Fine Arts Center. Another venue will be the St. Augustine's Church. And then the third venue will be the Pump House Music Works.
Wow, okay. So you're going to move around. Does it open at URI or?
So the first night, October 14th, will begin at Pump House Music Works.
Okay.
And then we'll move to St. Augustine's on Friday night. Then we will be at St. Augustine's again in the afternoon on Saturday. And then URI Fine Arts on Saturday night. And then St. Augustine's Sunday afternoon. And then URI Fine Arts to finish it all off.
So there's like six performances, if I'm counting right.
Oh, it is nonstop music making for this 4 days. Like by the time you complete this journey through this guitar festival, I expect you to be exhausted in a very positive way.
Okay, well, that's a great thing. What brought all of this about?
So in 2015, I was hired by the University of Rhode Island Music Department to lead their classical guitar program. And I didn't see a unified guitar community in the state of Rhode Island. And wherever there's emptiness, I thought I would fill that void. So in that very year, I set out to create the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival, which in its first year was 1 day, the second year, 2 days, third year, 3 days, and it stayed that way until actually this year. It is now in a 4-day format. And basically, this is a platform to provide artists, aficionados, music lovers from around the world the opportunity to exchange ideas, inspire novel approaches, and perpetuate a love for the guitar and all of its diverse forms.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get a little bit of background about you. Are you from this area?
So I'm originally from Chicago. I come from afar.
You're not a real Rhode Islander.
I am not a roadie.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, I guess we'll make exceptions. Go ahead. Continue.
While I may not have Rhode Island blood and DNA, I do understand the general vibe in Rhode Island. It's a very creative one. It's a very inspiring one. And it's one where I get the sense if you build it, the audience will come. And that's been very true with the University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival. As it's expanded, the audience has really united around this beautiful instrument.
All right. You've been very complimentary. So we'll make you an honorary, you know, lifetime Rhode Islander. So growing up in Chicago, when did music come into your life?
So for me personally, it entered my life at age five with the piano. It's a sort of a wonderful instrument to begin with when you're young. It's a great way to understand the building blocks of making music. And then at seven, I sort of woke up one morning and my dad handed me a classical guitar, and history was set in stone at that point. I was like, I'm going to be a classical guitarist. And so he was my first teacher, and then moved on to many teachers after that. And it's been a really beautiful trajectory.
Well, it's a great age. I think I told you before the show, my granddaughter, who just turned seven, picked up her first guitar. It's a good age to start.
Oh, before the age of 10, that's whenever your mind is most agile and impressionable. So definitely a great period of time to learn an instrument.
Okay. All right, we want to mix in some music with today's program, as we usually do, so I'm going to ask you to go through the festival a little bit with all the various artists you have performing, and let's get a piece of music in to set the tone, and then we'll come back and talk more about the participants. What's this first piece you have for us?
Sure. So on Thursday night, my mandolin and guitar chamber music group with Jacob Reuven, mandolinist from Israel, we will be performing Thursday night for the launch of the festival. And in this piece, you will hear Mark Lavery's Hora. It's a very festive dance, and I think everyone out there will begin to dance as they hear this piece.
Adam, I know a lot of concerts and festivals have had their problems in the past year and a half or so since COVID has been keeping people away from in-person performances. But this is going to happen, right?
We are going to make this happen one way or another. There's no way that these musicians are not going to arrive on campus and we're not going to make fantastic music together. And the way we're going to do it this year is through hybrid programming. So all of our programming, including concerts, masterclasses, lectures, will be offered in person for those people who are dying to get back to the venues and see real live concerts. And then for those who are not comfortable with joining us at the venues, they can watch in the comfort of their own home with the click of a button.
Excellent. All right. So two ways. You can't miss it. All right. Let's move along on the chronology of what's happening.
Absolutely. So Friday, October 15th, the evening concert will be jam-packed once again. It will start with Australian-American guitarist Scott Borg, who will be performing the world premiere of his astounding arrangement of Carmina Burana by Carl Orff for 8-string guitar. I am just getting the goosebumps just thinking about it. It's going to be incredible hearing a cantata, which is for voice, a choir, mm-hmm. and orchestra on a single instrument. And then after that, we will hear this sort of the three wizards of flamenco music, the Maharaja Flamenco Trio. So this is sort of our tour of Andalusia, which is the homeland of Spanish music, flamenco.
Okay. All right. We'll listen to that until we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the University of Rhode Island's Guitar Festival.
Thank you. Becky. Sempre a ti, sempre así, sempre free. Vamos destino, vamos destino, vamos destino, mi alma. Vamos destino, vamos destino, vamos destino, mi alma.
University of Rhode Island's Guitar Festival, October 14th to 17th, is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Adam Levin, who is the director, producer, general guy putting it together, right?
That's correct. Curator, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Was this actually a concept that a group of you came up with, or is this your idea? Are you to blame?
I am definitely the one to blame. I spearheaded this in 2015, but slowly I have tried to reach out my tentacles throughout Rhode Island and bring people together. Mm-hmm. This concept, this festival, is much larger than just myself, and the idea behind it is to unite the community around the guitar in all of its wonderful genres and styles. So I have created a team that is comprised of members from the Rhode Island Guitar Guild, which was just recently refounded in 2019. And so together we are organizing this.
There you go. All right. Is there a website or Facebook or some where people can get information?
You can get in touch with us on all social media platforms. Instagram, it's at URI Guitar Festival. On Facebook, it's at URI Guitar Festival. And then on the website, which is probably the most universal access to the festival, and that's uriguitarfestival.org.
That's tough to remember. uriguitarfestival.org. Okay, let's continue along our musical journey here. Who's next?
Sure. So I am not performing as a soloist, but I would like to interject a little bit of my music that I've been dedicated to for the last 13 years as part of a larger modern Spanish music project in which I went to Spain for three years and discovered the new horizon in Spanish composition. And I came back with a plethora of incredible music from Spain, all of which I have cataloged on four CDs, three of which are on the Naxos label called 21st Century Spanish Guitar. And the fourth volume, which just came out in September, includes a variety of Spanish works from composers across four generations. And I was really humbled to find out that I reached the top of the traditional classical album music chart on the Billboard charts.
So wow,
I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
So I've chosen a track for all of you out there, which taps into Americana, called Bluegrass, by the Spanish-American composer Jorge Muñiz. Thank you.
Adam, are you ready for your quiz? Here's the first question. You are not Spanish.
That is correct.
Yet you are talking about going to Spain and playing Spanish guitar music. So why is that?
That's a very good question. So I spent my entire musical upbringing studying the great pillars of Spanish composition from the 16th century all the way up to present day. And the question dawned on me. I'm playing the music of Manuel de Falla, Enrique Granados, Isaac Albéniz, Joaquin Rodrigo, and these are all fabulous works. But where do we go next? I had this profound curiosity with the future of Spanish classical music and who was going to carry the torch forward. Mm-hmm. And I arrived in Spain in 2008, and I discovered that there was a wellspring of new compositions being created, and that in fact I had arrived in a renaissance of Spanish composition. So it was high time to commission, like my forebears, Andres Segovia, Julian Bream, Elliot Fisk, Sharon Isbin, among many, many others who have championed new music, to create a new body of repertoire for the next generation or generations of guitarists.
Okay. So it's just interesting because you hear about Spanish guitar all the time. That's not actually the birthplace of the guitar, or is it?
It's definitely one of the spiritual homelands for the instrument. It's a universal instrument that has its tentacles in pretty much every single culture.
Sure.
For me, I felt compelled to go to the homeland of Spanish music. Mm-hmm. To imbibe the flavors and the spirit of Spanish music and really try to come back to the United States with the ability to share what I learned abroad and really explore in an authentic way what it means to interpret Spanish music on the world stages.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to the festival.
Absolutely.
And who's the next performer you have for us?
So Saturday afternoon at St. Augustine's, we will be presenting two artists back-to-back. One will be Armenian-American guitarist Gohar Vardanyan, followed by Belgian-American guitarist Jerome Mouffe. In this next track, you will actually hear a traditional Spanish piece by the great Manuel de Falla, which is called La Vita Breve, and you may be familiar with this in many different formats, piano, violin, and piano, and this is in its solo guitar format, and I think you'll find this Spanish piece very spicy.
Adam, as a non-guitar person, I notice that a lot of the music starts with a impressive strum first. Is that the correct term, or chord, or...
Or rasgueado in Spanish.
Ah.
Yeah. So for those of you who are interested in learning a new language, rasgueado is the first Spanish word in your musical vocabulary.
And that refers to is...
It's a Spanish flamenco strum. So brum, you would use your right hand as in succession, each finger would fly out and strum against these strings.
Okay, so it gets the attention right
away.
Oh
yeah, that, I want attention grabbers at every moment.
There you go, all right, what do you have next?
So next, I want to introduce all of you to one of my favorite artists. She is an eclectic musician, and she's part of a musical family dynasty, the Assad family. Baji Assad is a fantastic, expressive artist and singer, and she comes to us from Brazil. She is also the sister to two of the greatest classical guitarists, Odair and Sergio Assad, who have a duo. And so this musical family, every guitarist on the planet knows about. And Baji has created a very unique sound for herself. And she has really bent the frontiers between popular and classical. And she definitely celebrates the music of her homeland in Brazil. And this piece is really fantastic. It's very energetic, and you'll hear her scatting. And so I really hope everybody enjoys this.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Hey! Deu raposa na cabeça, deu bicho no pé do samba, deu federa na muambe, deu surfista na central, deu entulho no canal e no jornal deu a notícia que no cofre da polícia muita prova se escondeu. Estranho, bizarro, tudo isso aconteceu. Você e eu, normal, só tem você e eu. Normal, só tem você e eu. Japonês na apoteose, caretice do Panac, overdose no esperto, tempestade no deserto, maremoto na piscina, rififi na Palestina, bang bang no Borel. Estranho, bizarro, tudo isso aconteceu. O inesperado, normal, tem você e eu, normal, só tem você e eu, normal, só tem você e
University of Rhode Island Guitar Festival, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Adam Levin, who is the artistic director of the festival. And Adam, we've listened to a lot of music. We have much more to go, so I'm going to ask you to quickly get to this next piece.
Absolutely. So this is, when you think of Spanish music, you think of Asturias by Isaac Elmenes. David Vislaki and beatboxer Mark Minnelli do a very interesting twist on this. David Vislaki is a jack of all trades, and he's excellent of all he does. He does flamenco, he does rock and roll, he does pop, he remixes electronically, he does everything so very well. He is coming on stage after Baji Asad and is going to bring all of his talents together on stage. So listen to Asturias remixed by David Vislaki.
All right, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to just a portion of this. Great music provided by Adam, and I want to just quickly go over the details of the festival one more time. We've been listening to a lot of music. We've got a couple more pieces to go. This is going to be October 14th to the 17th. That's this week, folks. So support URI and get down there. Adam, where and when?
This blockbuster event, the Guitar Festival, will be hosted October 14th through 17th. At URI Fine Arts Center, at Pump House Music Works, and at St. Augustine's Church. And you can find out more information on how to register as an active participant or an auditor, or get tickets to any of the concerts at uriguitarfestival.org.
Excellent. Adam, thanks so much for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
Very nice to meet you too, Mike.
All right. We have two more pieces. Tell us what they're going to be.
Okay. Let's see if I can say this in one breath. So first, this is definitely a jam, and I listen to this when I'm on the rowing machine. This is Mike Block, cellist, and South African guitarist Derek Gripper playing Anna from their latest album, which they cut together in one afternoon. It's pretty incredible. So they'll be playing at the gala finale Sunday evening, 7 p.m., first half. And then following that, we have Khaki King. She's a guitar goddess superstar, and we are so excited to host her. And she's going to be playing an eclectic grouping of repertoire that evening. And I would like to showcase something from her latest album in 2020 called Modern Yesterday. And in this particular piece, Default Shell, you'll hear everything she has to say.
Excellent. Okay, listen to these two and support the URI Guitar Festival. See you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.